We are your station, 88.9 KETR. It's a Friday morning. It's time to speak with Alice Reese, the movie reviewer for the Greenville and Rockwall Herald Banner. How are you today, Alice?
Fine.
Thank you so much for being with us. It is our pledge week, and we'll get to the reason why, well, you think that people should pledge to KETR. We know you've been with us for a couple of years now, and I appreciate all you've been able to do for us. You volunteer your time each Friday, as we have several volunteers throughout the week that donate their time to KETR because they appreciate the product that we provide, and we appreciate your service every Friday morning. Today, we're going to talk about a few movies taking place this weekend, and one is, well, it's a remake of Footloose.
Yes, the 1984 Kevin Bacon movie, the one that made him really famous, has many people question this. Why would they remake it? Well, this time they made it with real dancers. That's the reason. I don't know if it's commonly known, but Kevin Bacon had a double for some of his,
I didn't know that.
You know, more complex dance steps in the original. So this time they have this kid, this newcomer named Kenny Wormald, who plays Ren McCormick, the same, basically the same character. This time he's from Boston, and the original Kevin Bacon was from Chicago. And both times they end up in a small town where dancing has been banned because years before some teenagers were killed after a dance.
So they've outlawed dancing for that reason?
Well, yes.
Okay.
Well, they outlawed about everything else, too. There's all kinds of things outlawed. But
I never saw the first movie, so there's still some concept.
You never saw
no,
it.
I'm behind. Sorry, this is Jared. I didn't introduce myself, but I never saw that first Footloose, so I'm a little bit concerned that they, because I saw they were just passing laws. I know that the premise is kind of given away a little bit in the previews, but I feel like they're passing laws willy-nilly in order to keep kids from having any fun.
Right.
Come on.
And so these kids want to have the senior dance. They don't ever call it the prom exactly. And this time they're opposed by the city council and the newcomer in town. He's really rebellious, this Wren, and he goes before them and makes this and has a petition in order to allow dancing. And they disagree. They still don't allow it, but they still somehow manage to have the dance. And it's mostly just an excuse for lots of dancing, lots of, they almost do shot by shot of the original sometimes, and then occasionally they branch out. Actually, the second movie is better than the first. It's better made, better dancers, better actors. It's got Julianne Hough from Dancing with the Stars, who's a professional dancer who can, she's a pretty good actor as well as being able to strut her stuff as a dancer. She's known for that. And it has a strong supporting cast with Zia Colon playing the Sarah Jessica Parker role in the original.
Okay.
And this kid, Miles Teller, plays the Chris Penn part, who's the clumsy redneck who can't dance.
Okay. So you do like this one better than the original?
Yes, I do. I think it's, but it's still got all the anthems, the Let's Hear It for the Boys, all these same, much of the same music. They make a country version of Footloose, which begins and ends the movie, and it works pretty well. They think it's going to be a big market for, like, women of a certain age that are, you know, grown and now have teenagers, and they'll take the teenagers to see
okay.
it because
right.
they were big fans of the original. That's their target audience.
It seems like we've seen a lot of remakes this year.
Yes. Well, every year. It's Hollywood does that.
Well, they're getting to that stage again. They can't come up with the original idea, maybe?
Yeah, they're either sequels or remakes. Uh-huh. I mean, there's so many.
All right. The other one you saw this week is The Big Year. This
yes,
is an original, I believe.
It is original, and it's very, it's kind of educational in a
okay.
pleasant way. It's for the birds, but in a good way. The story is about these guys who are birders. Now, they never call themselves the bird watchers. I never did know that, but it's a big deal. And they're obsessed. They go out, and for 1 year, there's a contest that's run by some magazine. That's all you get is the honor of it all. You do it for that. You see how many species you can spot in a year in North America. So the rules are North America. So they're in Alaska. They go to Joshua Tree, California, Boston, the Florida Everglades, and the Brownsville, Texas dump, looking for these various exotic or very normal, some of them are pretty normal kind, but they are they find out where they are, and they go there.
And hilarity ensues.
Yes, and it's and they try to, do tricky things to each other to stop the other leaders. Oh, by the way, this has got Steve Martin, Jack Black, and Owen Wilson, and there's pretty good chemistry in these guys within these the roles together.
I like that. I like the combination there.
And, the Martin and Black team up against Wilson, who is the holds the record at the time at 732 species for the year before. So they're trying to beat him, and he's got all kinds of tricky things. He sends them off on a wild pink-footed goose chase once and does many other tricky things. You can't believe what a cutthroat hobby this is. And also, for just for the honor of it all, it's, you know, there's... But anyway, I thought it was, fairly a pretty good family movie, but then I realized it's got a PG rating, and they say it's because of animal violence. And I think at the beginning there's some hunters that shoot, so I'm trying to remember what happened, but
okay.
I don't even remember any bad language in this one.
All right. Well, that's a pleasant surprise. It's nice to have that every once in a while.
A Jack Black movie with no language in it.
I think so. Language, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, sure.
And then another one is literally just Toast.
Yes, it's a very small movie. It was made for BBC TV, and they do a really fine job with some of these kinds of things. It's based on the memoir of Nigel Slater, who's a culinary author, and he has a television show called A Taste of My Life. And this is about his youth, where his family only ate food out of what they call tins, which we call cans. And it was really weird because they heated the whole can up on the stove, and I didn't understand why it didn't explode. But, I mean, they didn't open it. They just, you know.
I've heard of being able to cook that way, where you can take, like, a can of, like, pork and beans and set it on the grill without opening it. It'll get it warm. Yeah.
Well, that's what they do. And he wants to have he's already, as a child, already interested in being a chef. And he wants to have exotic food like spaghetti. And they say no, and they always end up having toast for dinner. Mm. But in the long run, the mother dies, and the father ends up with Helena Bonham Carter, who's the cleaning lady, and she is absolutely a scream in this. And she's a wonderful cook, but she will not share her recipes with her stepson. And so he has to steal the information. So that's how he ends up becoming a great chef.
All right. Well, I feel like we've had a few good weeks of movies here, Alice.
Yes, the extra special ones are coming up for fall. The award-winning things are getting ready to hit.
Okay. Well, before we let you go, we certainly need to mention our pledge drive once again. And for those that really appreciate Alice's comments each and every Friday about movies taking place this weekend, we encourage your call at 800-882-5387 or ketr.org/support. I want you to explain to our listeners the reason why you've decided to volunteer your time every Friday. It's something that you're not paid for. You have to, wake up early maybe in some cases to give us a call and talk to us every Friday. We appreciate it. Why do you find it of value?
Well, I just enjoy the station so much. I'm so proud that we have this service in our area, that we have NPR and the local news, which is covered so well, and I've mentioned before several times during the weather emergencies, I've really appreciated it. And also Matt Minky's show, Notably Texan, is one I just can't help remarking on often because it's such a special show.
Well, Alice, we certainly appreciate the comments as always, and we appreciate continuing to work with you and provide our listeners with this service of movie reviews with Alice Reese, or movie picks, as we say, with Alice Reese every Friday morning. Alice Reese is the movie reviewer for the Greenville and Rockwall Herald Banner, and again, she joins us each Friday. Make that pledge of support if you appreciate programs such as these at 800-882-5387 or ketr.org/support.